The U.S. Air Force plans to put lasers on its F-15 fighter jets and is working with Lockheed Martin to do it. Joining me to talk about how that'd work and what it means is Austin Yamada, director of the Defense and Security Research Institute at the University of Arizona. And Austin, first off, what would these lasers look like and what exactly would they do?
Well, the Air Force intention, as I understand it, is to miniaturize some of the lasers they currently have and provide enough power and cooling for them to be placed aboard smaller platforms like fighter planes, F-15s, and the like.
And what is the purpose of having them there?
Well, lasers use intense heat and light energy to incinerate targets without causing a large explosion. The rationale for putting them on platforms like fighter planes is to, initially at least, to act as defensive systems to protect the platform against air-to-air and ground-to-air threats to the platform itself by being able to fire a laser at the incoming target.
So it's more of a defensive thing than an offensive thing.
Well, I would say the potential is pretty wide open. The initial thinking is that the platforms are probably more vulnerable to attack right now, and to increase their defensive capability, I believe the initial emphasis will be placed on operating them in a defensive manner. But I think weaponized laser systems have the potential to serve in a variety of roles, not only defensive, but close air support and other roles that would be more offensive in nature.
Are lasers better at some of those offensive kinds of things than the technology and the weapons that those fighter jets have now?
I believe that lasers offer a little bit better capability than we currently have, because lasers operate at very high speeds, and they have a nearly instantaneous ability to destroy fast-moving targets. So very attractive as a weapon against incoming missiles. So currently, I believe the current thinking is that lasers improve your defensive posture for airborne platforms and other platforms as well.
How significant a development is this? I mean, how big of a deal is it for the U.S. Air Force to be doing this?
Well, I think it's quite an improvement. So I would say it's a big deal to be able to miniaturize lasers to the extent that they can be placed on small platforms, and to be able to provide the power and cooling necessary for these weapons on a platform like an F-15 is a big deal. Not only are the performance metrics increased, but also the cost of actually utilizing the weapon is decreased. So what you're getting is improved performance and lower cost.
Assuming that this is successful, are there other platforms other than an F-15 that this kind of technology might be well suited for, either military or otherwise?
Yeah, in my view, the key to making lasers, to weaponizing lasers and on for use on a variety of platforms, is being able to make them small enough to be mounted on a small platform and to provide the cooling and the power necessary. Right now, putting them on a platform like an F-15 would be a major step forward. In the future, if we continue along these lines, I can see it being miniaturized, even smaller than that, to be put on board, let's just say, unmanned aerial vehicles.
Do you have a sense at this point of how small these lasers on the F-15s would be?
Well, I think the laser itself is probably not the component that's going to be the big space driver. I think the power and cooling is the unit that is going to drive what kind of platform you can get this on. The components that we're talking about are the laser itself, which is a challenge to miniaturize, but the power and cooling is probably a larger challenge to make small enough to put on small platforms.
You'd mentioned unmanned aerial vehicles, otherwise known as drones in some settings, as another potential use for these, assuming that they work. Are there other civilian uses that you can think of? I mean, maybe something scientific for research or medical or something else that, if these smaller devices really work, could be a benefit?
Absolutely. Lasers and directed energy itself can be utilized in a variety of applications, weapons just being one of many. But the medical field has long used lasers and combining lasers with optics in a variety of ways to improve overall medical care. There are other applications in civil industry that take advantage of directed energy, not in a weaponized fashion. So the whole effort to continue to improve lasers, to miniaturize the components, to be able to supply the power and cooling necessary, a lot of different scientific fields would benefit from that. So it's not just a military application.
Austin Yamada is the director of the Defense and Security Research Institute at the University of Arizona.